Luke Combs, 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy, Mary Alice, along with you. Morning headlines and morning quickies right around the corner. Brought to you by the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers. We're back after this.
Here's a message from the members of the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers. Did you know that low-fat chocolate milk is a great choice for student-athletes and hard workers? It provides the nutrition needed after sporting events, practices, and a hard day on the job. Not to mention, it tastes great. Low-fat chocolate milk is packed with carbohydrates to provide energy and help refuel muscles, protein to support growth and repair of muscles, fluids to rehydrate, and vitamins and minerals to help build strong bones and bodies. It's the official beverage of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The members of the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers live on or near the land that they farm and make it a top priority to ensure milk is safe and nutritious by providing excellent care of their animals and protecting the land where their farms are located. They do more than just produce milk and nutritious dairy foods. They create jobs, contribute to the local communities where their farms are located, and drive the economy. For more information, please go to drink-milk.com. That's drink-milk.com. Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers. Farms. Family. Food.
In morning headlines, research is showing that children fare better when they have equal time with both parents in cases of divorce or separation. Throughout the study, the Ohio Parenting Time Report revealed that 64 of the state's 88 counties have outdated parenting time schedules. However, three counties, including Tuscarawas, provide equal time default schedules. And the report also noted that shared custody is the best scenario to limit conflict between parents. Then in other news, a federal judge has rejected a voting rights group's latest arguments, saying that voters are illegally purged from Ohio's voting rolls. U.S. District Court Judge George Smith said on Wednesday he largely sided with the state's argument, defending confirmation notices sent to voters that set off a removal process tied to failure to participate in the election process. And for more on local news, you can always go to WTUZ.com.
Mary Alice, well, it's a surprise once again seeing
you.
I tell you what, it's something new every day around here.
Yeah, I missed you so much yesterday.
I thought that was the case. Is that why you didn't answer your phone all day? What day was that? I don't even know. Was that Tuesday going into Wednesday?
Yeah,
right?
Tuesday evening. I was tired, man.
Mary ignored us all.
I was tired.
Ignored us all. Well, listen, I know things have been a little disjointed around here. That's one pun that you'll understand here in a moment.
Mm.
But I appreciate you, Mary, shouldering the brunt of the load taking on everything in the newsroom. Michelle Spring dislocated her shoulder, everybody. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah. I think it was because you were laughing because it was while she was cleaning out her car.
I'm sorry, Mary. I thought you said Michelle Spring dislocated her shoulder vacuuming out her car.
Exactly.
Oh.
Only Michelle could pull that off.
I wish you folks could be a part of our group text message between myself, Mary, Michelle, and a number of other important folks here throughout the radio station. And
they're hilarious.
That was gold yesterday.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know what else to tell you about Michelle except for that she's fragile. She has brittle bones. We're talking about the same Michelle Spring who was walking and texting at the same time and fell and almost tore her ACL. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
Poor Michelle.
That same Michelle Spring.
We love you, Michelle.
I don't know when she'll be back. You can still talk on the... Mary, what am I... Hold on, let me stand up for you.
Yeah.
Let me stand up real quick.
Yeah.
What am I doing right now?
You are holding your arm behind your back.
Right, and still working and talking on the radio.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah,
but so it can be done.
But see, you're using your hand now and your arm to click the little ding button. So how's she going to be able to do that?
You know what? She doesn't have to... I never thought about that. Maybe hitting... But if she gets everything set up right here...
She could, yes.
She could technically use one hand.
She could, yeah. Technically, yeah.
But I don't know when she'll be back, but... Thank you, Mary. And I thought of my shoulder puns all night long. Dreamt about them.
Like, what can I use?
Yes. Like, what can I use here? Shouldering the load? There's one. Yeah.
Oh.
Good job. Disjointed. There's another.
Speedy recovery to Michelle.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Let's just say that. Speedy recovery.
We'll find out what is happening. Speedy recovery to those folks in Florida. I tell you what. Hurricane Michael did some damage as it made landfall yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
Strongest hurricane to hit the continental U.S. in nearly 50 years. Third strongest ever to hit. That's in recorded history, by the way. 155-mile-per-hour sustained winds with that Category 4 hurricane. They say, Mary, with like the whole central pressure, not to get too meteorological on you, it made it like one of the more intense hurricanes ever. More intense than Hurricane Andrew in 92 and Katrina back in 2005.
Ooh, man. Yeah, and I mean, and those poor people just went through, what was it, Florence?
Well, you know, was Florida really affected by Florence? I don't think they were. The Carolinas were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought Florida got hit too with it.
This thing, Michael, 2 miles per hour short of being a Category 5 storm. What an underachiever Hurricane Michael is. Come on, 2 miles per hour. Jesus. Obviously, I'm kidding. Now, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, otherwise known as NOAA, Hurricane Michael, first ever Cat 4 to make landfall along the Florida Panhandle since 1851.
Wow.
So, a long, 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 long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. But his name is going to go down in history now.
I guess.
Even though he was 2 miles short.
I mean, some of the things I've been seeing, I mean, homes basically flattened due to that.
Yeah.
Due to the wind, obviously. Some neighborhoods submerged in water with all the rain and flooding. I saw pictures of boats on a highway, homes on roads and highways. It's just unreal.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's so thoughts and prayers. And now you should too. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers. The folks down there in Florida. Now this thing is a tropical storm at this point as it heads towards the Carolinas. It's already went through Georgia, basically. And like you mentioned, the Carolinas still sort of reeling and cleaning up from Florence, all the flooding they had. Now they're expecting more rain and high winds.
Wow.
Which isn't good.
You know, I mean, it's nice to visit, I think, but I don't think you'll ever be able to drag me away from T County.
Not ever?
Not ever. Especially to like live somewhere.
You need to get
visit,
out.
Visit, yes. Live, no. I mean, we have some temperamental weather around here. We never know. My car looks like a coat closet, but we don't have to worry about major storms and floodings and earthquakes and tornadoes.
No, all we get is just 2 months of great weather, and that's all we get. You know,
I'll take it.
We basically get June and July. You never know what August will bring you. And
that's right.
June and July is all we get, folks. We used to get June, July, and August. Now, you never know.
You never know, yeah. Never know.
It's just however Mother Nature is feeling at that point in time. Yep. Hey, I do have space news for you real quick. And it's kind of scary, to be honest with you.
Ooh.
Because this morning, a U.S. and Russian astronaut, they were blasting off from the space station. Or to the space station, I should say. But things didn't go according to plan, Mary. A booster rocket carrying them failed after launch, and they had to plummet back down to Earth. I guess they're doing all right as they're... Ooh. I don't know if they've landed that. This was literally breaking news just like less than an hour ago or so.
I thought I heard that on Fox News.
Yeah, here's a part of it from Fox News. You have like the folks from Mission Control... Mm. Talking to everybody up above. It's crazy.
11:42:17 is the time of the failure. F1 on SPA is illuminated. Copy.
That's scary, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like out of a movie.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, especially since our voice is kind of failure. We have failure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
U.S. astronaut on there and a Russian astronaut.
Yeah.
Whew. Now, we all know relations between, you know, Russia and the United States. It's whatever. But when it comes to outer space, gosh, we'll work together to...
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
See what's going on.
I'm glad to hear that they're doing all right. And that, you know, they weren't...
Yeah, they should be okay, yeah. The two astronauts.
That's good. Whew. Mm. Yeah, no. Would you go up in space?
Yeah, take me to the moon. Why not?
Really?
Yeah. But hey, you know, if you can't make it to the moon, more space news. There's a chunk of the moon for sale starting today.
Oh.
Going on today through October the 18th, you can purchase a chunk, if you want to say, a chunk of the moon, which apparently is going to go for, they say, $500,000 during this online bidding.
Just half a million.
One of the most important meteorites available for acquisition anywhere in the world today. That's according to R&R Auction, based in Boston there.
That's weird.
Now, they say this moon rock. Why is it so weird?
Who wants to go to the moon besides you? I'm just kidding.
Mary, there are, I'm sure, other people who would,
I guess,
love going to the moon one day. But hey, okay, about this moon rock, they say it plummeted to Earth probably thousands of years ago, found last year in a remote area of Northwest Africa. And it's going up for auction today. By the way, this is the only way, Mary, if you want to get in on this.
Mm-hmm.
I got $5 on it.
You have $5.
That's the only way a private collector can ever get their hands on a piece of the moon, because the moon rocks brought back by astronauts are U.S. government property. Mm. So the only way you'll get one is if one falls and you happen to be right there, or if you find one that's been laying around for thousands of years like this one has.
Okay, well, I could use some money. $500,000 or more.
Well, you need to pay for the rock first, then I don't know what you're going to do with
it. Well, if I find the rock, though, so we need to go,
you're
like...
Right. Depends on the size. I mean, listen, if you find find a little space pebble, it's not going to get you much, but if you find a 12-pounder, like this bad boy...
That's true. That's true. 12 pounds. Woo.
You get a nice chunk of change.
Jeez.
Could you imagine just the size of that?
No. That's like the size of your head.
And they say it's part of the moon. How do they know it's part of the moon? Like, to be honest.
Ooh, good question.
You know?
Good question, yeah.
And how did it get here?
Right.
Are things just flying off the moon towards Earth?
I hope not.
All the time?
I hope not.
All right, Mary.
Scary.
Hey, today it is a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway, which means somebody, not us or our mothers or significant others, but somebody out there will win $75 to Pam's Posies right there in Dover towards a lovely bouquet of flowers. Hey, Mary, thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
Filling in for Michelle Spring or Shauna Berkey, whoever the heck works over there anymore.
No one knows.
I don't know.
Yeah, guess who's coming in this afternoon?
You know what? I do know the answer question. That would be one Chris Kale, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Oh.
You know, it's his wife's birthday. Shouldn't he be celebrating his wife's birthday instead of coming in and doing some newscast to help out the team? Shouldn't he be celebrating with his wife?
He's a trooper.
I suppose. Hey, remember back in April, actor Vern Troyer, who played Mini-Me in the Austin Powers franchise, he died at the age of 49.
What?
Well, that was back in April, Mary. Oh, where have you been?
I missed that.
Well, Mary, I...
Yeah, all that time failure.
All that time you spent on Facebook, I figured you may have maybe scrolled upon this.
I know, right?
But the L.A. County Medical Examiner Coroner's Office announced yesterday that the death of actor Vern Troyer was ruled a suicide.
What?
Yes, alcohol abuse. They say he drank too much. Alcohol intoxication is what did him in.
Mm.
He previously had been treated for alcohol addiction, was Vern Troyer. Here's the thing. I mean, he's a little person, right?
Right.
I mean, how much can you drink, really?
Yeah, I was just about ready to say that, like, how much, like, he would be different in terms of, like, his...
Yeah.
Drunkenness.
Good call, Mayor. Because, listen, I'm average height. I'm 5'9". In terms of weight, I'm below probably what I should be.
Very below.
But I'll be honest with you. If I'm sitting at home on a Saturday, and say if I'm watching a Buckeyes game, and I want to have a pop or two, right? If I drink a couple... It's going one of two ways. I'm either going to bed,
right,
okay, or I need to keep drinking and see where this goes, right? And really, really feel the buzz. That's just the way it is.
Wow.
But yeah, it just crossed my mind. I mean, because I have it right here. He was 2'8" tall, was Vern Troyer.
Okay.
Weighed, when he was admitted to the hospital, before he passed away, he weighed 55 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
55.
They say his blood alcohol level was high enough to be fatal in some adults.
Jeez.
So death by alcohol. Has to be painful. I mean,
how could you function?
No,
how
painful, really?
Yeah. I just can't imagine, like, what that would. I don't know. Like, what does that do to your body? Does it, like, leak into your body or something?
Well, if you drink too much, I mean, certain organs, I'm sure.
Start not to function
properly.
Liver failure, that kind of thing would probably set in.
And listen, when you're 2 feet 8 inches tall, I don't know how fast and how hard he was putting them back, little Vern Troyer. Yeah. God rest his soul, a.k.a. Mini-Me. Huh. But breaking news to Mary.
It is.
Although he died back in April.
Wow.
Hey, yesterday, superstar rapper Snoop Dogg pulled up in his tour bus, made a surprise visit to the Dog Pound. That's the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if I should be cheering this or not. I mean, Snoop Dogg, he's known as a Steelers fan. Why is he showing up to Browns practice? Is it to get intel?
Because they're winning.
I don't know, Mary. Some say because the Browns are the talk of the town. Of course, they won Sunday. 12-9 win over the Baltimore Ratbird Ravens in overtime. The Browns are 2-2-1, already doubling their win total from last year.
Either way, it's a good year for them.
Yeah, Mary, already at 2 wins. Well, and we beat Baltimore. Can we just stop playing football now? Can we just call it a season? We're done, everybody.
We're good.
But here's the deal. Do I want Snoop Dogg hanging around my football team? We all know how Snoop is, right? Really? Do we want this guy getting everybody in trouble now? I mean, really.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, maybe he's like, oh, hey, I'm famous.
Snoop?
You guys are gonna... He's messing with them.
Snoop, don't invite my players onto your tour bus. Stay away from my quarterback. Stay away. Stay away, Snoop Dogg.
Winners tonight.
Stay away, Snoop.
Browns, don't give in to temptation.
Don't give in to peer pressure. I don't care
if
it is Snoop or not.
Yeah.
Speaking of another Cleveland Brown, real quick, I thought this was an interesting little nugget. Former Brown and maybe one of the best running backs of all time, Jim Brown, is actually teaming up with Kanye West today. He'll be there during this whole lunch with Kanye and President Trump and Sarah Huckabee Sanders to talk about prison reform, gang violence, all this stuff.
Okay.
So I just thought that was interesting that Jim Brown will be attending all that too, hanging out with Trump. Listen, say what you want about the guy. I mean, he, I guess, was listening to people, right? Kind of, maybe?
A little bit, maybe.
We all know he listens to the media.
Yeah. But speaking of Facebook, I just saw something on there that said, like, the Cleveland Browns were winning because Trump was in office.
Oh, is that's why, huh?
Yeah, that must be why.
If that's what it takes, listen, second term, I'm all for it. At least we're going to a Super Bowl. I'll tell you that much. Oh, good Lord, Mary. Hey, what I do have for folks right now, it is a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway, which every Thursday, Mary, I know you work in the afternoon, so during the morning hours, while you're snoozing away, we hand out every Thursday $75 to Pam's Posies in Dover. And this Thursday is no different.
$75.
Yeah. Hey, be on your toes right here. We're going to take caller number what, Mary?
7.
Caller 7 at 330-339-9399. Call me. Let me know who deserves some flowers in your life. First few times I've done this, I've went to the text line. And so today I'll go to the phone lines.
Yeah, get them callers in.
Like Mary said, caller 7. At 330-339-9399. $75 to you from Pam's Posies on the Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Thanks, Mary. I'm glad you didn't pick a high number again, like I told Brooke the other day. Keep it easy for me as some over here.
Yeah, 17 had a nice ring to it. But
what'd you say? 17? No. Caller 7, please.
Caller 7.
Don't get it twisted, Mary. Otherwise, you'll be answering those phones over there. Of course, Mary filling in for Michelle Spring.
I'm a trooper.
Who Shauna filled in for Mary the other day, who Mary again was filling in for Michelle. It's just been a vicious cycle over there. I guess later today, Chris Kale will be doing some newscasts.
He will be.
Not celebrating his birthday or his wife's birthday with her.
Yeah.
Instead, deciding to come in on his day off and record newscasts.
We're doing her a favor because we're getting him out of the house for a little bit so he can come in here.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Regina has to work, though, on her birthday, unless she took the day off. I don't really know what her hours or life is all about. Hey, by the way, Michelle Spring, believe it or not, did have a bit of an injury. Yeah, again, I know the famous texting while walking mishap that she had.
Yeah.
This time, she was vacuuming out her car
Good Lord.
And dislocated her shoulder. It's not funny. Why are you guys laughing? Why are you laughing? Jeez. Hey, what were you laughing about? What did you want to show me, or what was this?
Well, I randomly saw that the Wayne County Dog Shelter had a costume contest.
Okay.
And they dressed up one of the dogs as Donald Trump, and it has won.
Well, of course that dog would win. Congratulations.
It's a cute little Donald Trump. Has the hair and everything.
By the way, today would have been Donald Trump's dad's, 113th birthday. Fred Trump.
Whoa.
Yeah, he died at the age of 93 in 1999.
Wow.
I am just so full of useless information.
You are.
That sometimes it blows my own mind.
That's okay, though.
Hey, we know Michelle is, didn't win the Mega Millions, and that's why she's not here, because that's still up for grabs. Friday, tomorrow, I guess at 11, the next Mega Millions drawing, and right now it's estimated to be $548 million.
Ooh.
Dollars. Say what?
Ouch.
Largest jackpot in more than 9 months.
Nice. Until the government takes some of it away from
you. Well, Mary, it's just, listen, Uncle Sam, it's the way it is. We're used to that.
That's true, but it's still going to be a nice chunk of change.
Those who buy that $2 ticket face extremely long odds.
Yeah.
One in 302.5 million chance of matching all six numbers. So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance. There's a chance for everything.
Like I said, this $548 million, largest jackpot in 9 months. But back on July 24th, 11 co-workers split $540 million. That was their payoff.
Nice. Yeah, I think we should do something like that, like all of us.
Listen,
get some tickets.
I'm out of here. I'm not splitting with anybody. I know if we all go in on it.
There you go, everyone. You heard
listen,
it. If we do go in on something, don't include Eric.
Okay, you have that annuity option. You can get 30 payouts for that $548 million. Well, after taxes, I don't know exactly what it is. Right. Or the cash payout, which is $309 million. That is minus taxes there. So there you go.
I'll take cash.
One-time payout?
Yes.
Good with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
All
with
right.
The one time. Good. Yeah.
Maybe just a little bit of that. Doesn't necessarily even have to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm, yeah.
300 mil. Hey, this racked up a nice chunk of change. Nowhere near $1 million, but close to 120,000 bucks. Hear about this British guy put his girlfriend on eBay.
What?
As a prank. Yeah, we probably didn't really think it would go this far.
Oh my gosh.
Dude from London tells a local news outlet that shortly after listing his girlfriend, Kelly Greaves, or Grieves, on eBay, he listed her as a miniature collectible. Started noticing his phone going crazy, he said, from the eBay bids and messages interested in buying his girlfriend.
That's funny. A miniature. I wonder what the picture looked like.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. I mean,
does it look like it could be like a doll or like something on the
She's collection? Probably just short in stature. Listen, like Shauna Berkey or Michelle Spring, they're both like under five foot tall. Listen,
they
you
are.
Know what I mean? That's what I mean. Short,
okay.
Short
okay.
in stature.
Okay.
But listen, he went on to explain it. She's a little cutie. I mean, she has short blonde hair. But anyway, he described her condition as "for parts are not working" and wrote, quote, "Starts okay, but after there's a constant whining noise that I can't seem to stop."
Stop. He did not do that.
Body work is fairly tidy, but close up shows signs of wear. Dude, I know it's a prank, but maybe went a little far. No serious damage, but you can see that she's been used. Ouch. Listen, man.
He's sleeping on the couch for a while.
No word if the girlfriend is planning a retaliation prank. But listen, eBay has taken this thing down. We all know you can't sell people.
That's right.
Right? Can't sell people.
Not legally, anyways.
Exactly. Especially, well, not on eBay.
Right.
I mean, this guy might get hit with some, like, fees and everything else from eBay all because of this prank gone bad. But folks were bidding. They wanted his girlfriend. So what does that say
even
about
even though she was used?
Yeah. Slightly used, Mary.
Slightly.
Yeah. Still in fairly mint condition.
Only far away, though.
We had squirrel talk the other day. Then I heard you yesterday. What was up with the squirrel that delayed a flight from Orlando to Cleveland?
Yeah, that was a crazy story, right?
What happened? Right, what was the story?
Okay, so this woman, God, I can't remember how old she was.
She wanted to take, like, her emotional support animal on the plane.
Yeah, and that's all she said. It was just an emotional support animal. And so she gets on the plane. And
it's a freaking squirrel.
They discover it's a squirrel. And so they're like, what in the world?
So they, of course, had to kick the lady off the plane and get everybody else off
they
the plane.
They politely removed her. And
no rodents are allowed.
Yes, yeah. And so that flight for Cleveland left about 2 hours late.
You know how, listen, if I were on a plane where somebody brought a squirrel.
Right.
And then everybody had to get off said plane because of this nutbag, pun totally intended there. You know, squirrels nuts, all that. But, I mean, let's be real. And they didn't vet her. They didn't ask. When you book your ticket.
Right.
And you click the button where it says,
support animal.
I have a support animal. It doesn't then go on and say, is it a dog? Is it a cat?
Right.
Is it a squirrel?
But you think you'd have to fill in, like, a line that says what it is. And even then, like, how in the world did she get on the plane in the first place? Isn't airport security tight?
Listen, you're there at the terminal, and you see somebody with a squirrel, and you're like, "Please don't be on my plane! Please don't be on my plane!" And lo and behold,
how'd that get in here?
That squirrel is on your plane.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, why every passenger had to disembark for the woman, unless she was, like, not being cooperative.
Well, that's what
something.
That story said, right?
Like, everyone had to get off. Yeah. Well, officers dealt with the woman.
Dealt with her how?
Dealt with her exactly by escorting her off eventually.
All righty then. That's Mary Alice, of course, joining us this morning. Tomorrow it's a mystery. I mean, I don't know.
I don't even know.
Join me as we will all discover that together. I want to mention this real quick. Today, New Philadelphia Fire Department having their Fire Department open house. It's going to be a great event. You can meet the firefighters tour the station as well as the police station, too, if you want. Go through the smokehouse, enjoy refreshments from Lowe's Home Improvement, the demonstration and auto extrication. The Metaflight will be flying in. How cool is that? The helicopter will be
right
coming
across
in.
The street.
Yes, it is. Fire prevention, is it week or month? I'm getting it confused.
It's week.
Yeah, okay. National Fire Prevention Week.
Yeah.
The other morning, I had Captain Schultz in here with me, Captain Jim Schultz.
Yeah. And I heard that you were going to be redoing a contest.
Well,
with
listen,
them or
if I can
like
show
that.
Up tonight, it all depends on me.
Depends on you. Okay.
Yes. So we'll see. I don't know what my plans are. Also, celebrate the 1 year in the brand new fire station and find out info on how kids out there can become firefighter for a day. That's all through a Facebook contest with the New Philadelphia Fire Department Facebook page, where kids get a tour, personal tour of the fire station, and have a pizza party with the firefighters and so much more. All tonight, Shauna Berkey will be there from 4 until 6, and that open house at the New Philadelphia Fire Department, as well as the police station from 5 until 8. You going to head on over, Mary, take some pictures, that kind of thing?
Man, I'm probably going to be, like, sleeping.
You know what? You are a bum. I've learned how to function after with these morning hours and
you're
then going
used
home.
To it.
Like, for example, yesterday I cut grass before all the rain and everything.
You are used to being up in the morning like that. But I'm feeling
I'm
feeling pretty good right now, so I might stop over and see Shauna Berkey.
That means no. You won't be there. Rascal Flatts 99.9. Hey, this Saturday, join me at Addy Polaris for their annual fall open house. The best prices of the season on Polaris ATVs, Rangers, Razors, Can-Am ATVs, and side-by-sides. Also, one-day specials on tires and accessories. Remember, they have Yeti coolers as well. Take a test drive on some of their units. That's this Saturday. The annual fall open house at Addy Polaris. I'll be there from 10 until noon. Deals all day long. You know who used to do this remote, but then is since retired and only comes on the air now for me. That's the one and only Babbling Brook.
Yep, that's right.
You scarfed that burrito down in record time.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't. I only got through half of it. It's big.
You underachiever, you.
Now I'm going to burp on the air, so I apologize ahead of time.
Well,
I'm
going to kill this so we can hear that if it does happen. Hey, all right, go ahead. We'll let you do this, then get back to break fast.
Okay. All right. In this day in history, in 1910, Theodore Roosevelt became the first former U.S. president to fly in an airplane.
Sorry. Was that your burp right there?
No. I do better than that. 1960, the Bugs Bunny show made its debut on ABC. 1968, Apollo 7, the first manned Apollo mission was launched. In 1975, Saturday Night Live made its debut on NBC.
Yeah, I forgot it's been around that long.
It's been
43 years, right?
Something like that, yeah. Same year, William Clinton marries Hillary in Arkansas.
Oh, William Jefferson and Hillary Rodham.
That's right. And then in same year as well, wow, a lot of things have happened in 1975. Bruce Springsteen scores his first pop hit with Born to Run.
I think that was his first hit. Yeah, Bruce was a one-hit wonder, right? Yeah, he was. I was obviously a joke.
I was going to say, I don't think that's right. holidays for today, it's my party day. You go, girl day.
Hey, you go, girl.
Girl. Myths and Legends Day and World Sight Day. On television tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles take on the New York Giants at 8. Grey's Anatomy is also on at 8. Jersey Shore Family Vacation on at 8. And The Big Bang Theory is also on at 8. Law and Order Special Victims Units on at 10. And then Florida Georgia Line will be on James Corden.
Hmm.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Country news, Garth Brooks is adding even more excitement to his massive upcoming show at the University of Notre Dame on the 20th. He's announced that he's hosting a sound check the Friday before his performance that students of the university will be able to attend for free.
He's going to create chaos and pandemonium with a free sound check concert. I mean, for all the students there, imagine the line there will be to get
in. Oh, I know.
That.
Now, they do have the option to buy tickets, and those proceeds will be going toward a scholarship program.
A sound check with Garth?
Yes.
Like the rawest of raw versions of a concert you'll ever see.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's daylight.
Yes.
I mean, there's no lights.
His thinking is that he wants people to see kind of like behind the scenes and how they get ready for a show.
I get it.
And then they're going to do a question and answer session with him and Trisha. So he says he encourages everybody to ask whatever they want, especially even about the business.
Even what again?
About the business industry, like the music industry.
Oh, okay. I said about the business and I didn't know where you're going.
I meant, yeah. The music
All right, move
industry.
On.
And then George Strait only has 2 more dates on his Las Vegas residency this year, but he has announced his plans to extend straight to Vegas into the new year. He's going to be returning to Las Vegas's T-Mobile Arena for 2 shows in February. And joining him for that will be Ashley McBride.
How cool. Shauna Berkey once saw King George out there in Sin City.
That's right.
All right, Babbling Brook. You see this? Did you see that train overturn from Hurricane Michael?
No.
Some of this stuff is unreal.
Wow.
All right. Brooke, back to your burrito.
Okay.
You go, girl, because it is You Go Girl Day.
That's right.
Friday Eve as well.
Yes. Yay.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.